Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Two peasants shot and killed in Brazil. Interview with MST leader in the region. 10 days before the 20th anniversary of El Dorado dos Carajás massacre in Brazil, where 19 landless peasants of the landless rural workers movement were murdered, this movement has to mourn again the death of two of its members, who were shot by the military police and private security guards of a timber company. On Thursday, April the 7th, two peasants of Dom Tomás Baldinho settlement in Quedas de Iguazú City, Paraná State, were suddenly attacked with firearms and four other people were injured. Vilmar Bordim and Leonir Orbach were shot in the back. They were unarmed, just as the other peasants attacked, which cancels out the argument by the military police that there was a confrontation after an ambush carried out by the peasants. In Don Tomás Balduino settlement, there are over 1,500 families who have been living there for 2 years. The lands were ill-gotten by forestry company Aropel and recognized as public lands by the federal Brazilian legal system. In an interview with Rio World Radio, Wellington Lino, member of the MST of Paraná, gave a few examples of the context of the murders. Valdir Rossoni took office recently as chief of the state government and came to meet with political leaders of the region, and Tarso Giacomet, the owner of Aropel. They came to negotiate political agreements because Aropel contributed with funds in Rossoni's electoral campaign. Lino said that this was not the first time peasants in conflict with the company were murdered. In 1997, two peasants were also murdered by security guards of Aropel, Vanderlei das Neves and José Alves dos Santos. According to Lino, the investigation around the case took years, and the defendants were eventually acquitted, so the case was left unpunished. "We will respond to this. Our goal is that the families stay in those lands," said the MSC leader. Therefore, on Saturday the 8th, they held a national meeting against violence in solidarity with the families and for agrarian reform, where MSC leaders from several states, members of other social movements, MPs and ministerial representatives participated. The MSC demands an investigation over the case, a trial and sentences for those responsible, in addition to the protection of the families selling the lands, and that the lands ill-gotten by the Aropel are used in the agrarian reform process.